Hey y'all, it's me, Melissa, and welcome to Crafts, a day in our lives with a woman with CRPS. So today I am going to be talking about medical gaslighting. I know, majority of people that have especially invisible pains, invisible illness, we deal with a lot of gaslighting. The medical term for medical gaslighting is term used to describe doctors or medical practitioners who wrongly deny a patient's illness entirely. For example, wrongly telling patients that they are not really sick, or blame a patient's physical illness or symptoms on psychological factors. This has happened many times to me. Gaslighting also refers to a type of manipulation where the intent is to lead someone to question their own experiences, memory, or perception. Gaslighting is viewed as a form of emotional abuse. And I can totally see that, the emotional abuse side of it, because it is something that you're like, but I know this is happening to me, than someone to come in and dismiss or downplays a patient's physical symptoms, you know, and saying it's something else, you know, oh, it's your anxiety. I got told the other day, I went to an appointment, you know, with my pain doctor, and I was letting the nurse practitioner know that wrist has been really, really hurting me, my right wrist. And like, I've been dropping things a lot more lately, and it's killing me. And then plus my back gave me so much. He looked at me and goes, well, because I did add the point of, I don't know if it's just my CRPS, but I would really like to get checked into my back and my hand, because my back already had before, yes. He looked at me and she goes, Melissa, you know, you are just getting old. What? What does that have to do with anything? That doesn't even make sense. Oh, so I'm getting older, which everybody does. And that means I don't need to, you know, think about what my body's doing and making sure there's nothing wrong with it. And that doesn't make no sense. And I was like, no. And I stood up for myself, because this is something that's very important, because medical gaslighting is especially likely to happen to women and people of color. You know, because I was even told that, because I'm a woman, I don't know how to heal. I don't know how to take the pain. So, yeah. But back to my story that just happened. So here I am in this great, great pain. And she tells me that I'm old. I'm getting old. So I look at her and I said, no. One thing that my back, I have had, you know, problem with my back ever since I was a teenager. And like my doctor said then, it was because of all my, you know, sports I've played over the years and being active and everything else, it has caused, you know, my back to have a little bit of problem. It has been killing me lately. Like, I mean, it's just been overwhelming. Like, it's been off the Richter scale. Like, because my back is killing me, it's making the rest of me die. You know, my CRPS is like in major flames mode, you know, in the pits of hell with gasoline exploding everywhere. It's just like, this has been so bad. So I let her know, no, that's not a problem. And she was like, well, fine, but we're not going to do anything about it. You need to get with your, you know, your doctor, and you need to just talk to her and let her know that you're having these problems and they can get you a referral. I said, okay, I'll call them, and my doctor. And I was like, fine, I'll call them and I'll see about getting a referral. This is the third week that I have not heard anything about going to go get like some kind of image or anything. Every time I call, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry that they haven't this in for you yet. Let me make another note and make sure, that this gets done. And I'm going to be calling again today. Because it's been another week. Here it is, Thursday, and I still haven't heard of anything again. And I need to get something done. I need to find out, is there something more going on? Because it's just making my side, everything is just like falling apart. Like, I know I'm full CLPS now, and just listen to us. It's so easy. I know what's going on in my body. I do. Why are you telling me, oh, well, you're just getting old? No. No. And even so, who cares if I'm getting old? I'm still having a problem that needs to be looked at. You need to make sure that it's just, something's taken care of. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all. How can this be? So when you think of gaslighting, especially medical gaslighting, some examples you need to make sure are that your doctors are not, or nurse practitioners are not doing to you. Downplaying or dismissing your symptoms. Hello. Not engaging or listening to the conversation. Not asking you to follow up or questions, about your concerns. Refusing to discuss your symptoms. Trying to convince you it's all in your head. It was all in our brains there, and it's all going to, our psyche, blaming your symptoms on obesity, menstrual cycle, stress, the anxiety, pushing past your concerns and proceeding with treatment. No, well, we're not gonna worry about that today. We're doing this today. This is what you came in for. I can't stand that. Insisting you have no other treatment options besides the ones they are suggesting. So yes, my wrist is really hurting, and so is my back. I was told that, we are already giving you such high medications. Really, I don't see what else can be done. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, really? Come on. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. And it doesn't. Medical gaslighting occurs when a provider diminishes or negates a patient's mental or physical health symptoms. This behavior usually falls under unintentional gaslighting, because most professionals, they do care. They want your well-being. But we need to make sure we stick up for ourselves. We are using our voice and saying, no, this is what's happening to me. I know for a fact that back is killing me, and that my hand is killing me, and whatever is going on with you. You don't let them dismiss you. They don't let them downplay you. You make sure that you taking care of yourself. Because we can't have that. We got to make sure that we're taking care of our best so that we can have better days. I mean, I know we are not going to have a total pain-free day. We're not going to have Days where I can tell myself, all right, let's jump out of bed and go for a jog. Okay, that's not going to happen with me. I know that. Because my CRPS is so bad. It's just so bad. And but I need my doctors and I need my medical team to support me and listen to me and want to help me in any way. And I want this best for you too. So make sure next time you go to your doctor's appointment, if they are gaslighting or they're not giving you full attention, no, bring notes, bring paper and pencil, or use your phone. Just bring out questions so that you don't forget what you wanted to ask the doctor. And yes, they can ask these questions too, not just about what you came in for. Because if there's something else going on, they need to know so that you can take care of it in the long run. Get help from your medical team. That's what they're there for, is to help you, not to dismiss you. So remember to stand up for yourself. Remember to use your voice. If you need to, take notes in with you to your appointments so that you remember what you want to ask them and you don't let them overtalk you. You don't let them tell you, no, this is not what I'm working on today. You don't tell them you're getting old. I mean, come on. Really? Stand up for yourself. No one deserves slighted. No one. And remember that. And if you think you are, you know what? You could go to another doctor. Get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. It's okay. You're allowed to do that. You hire the doctor. You hire his medical team. If you're not getting the treatment that you need to get, then you know what? There are so many more Merck doctors out there. Find them. And let me tell you, if I'm not going to get what I need, and I'm trying and trying and trying, then I'm going to go search. I hope you have extra spoons in your cupboard and that y'all get to have a low pain day. Thank you for your time. And if you ever need me, don't forget, you can always reach me. All right, my fellow listeners, my fellow warriors, my CRPS warriors. And don't forget, we're halfway, almost halfway through October. So you know what that means? It'll be Nervember. That's right, November, color the world orange on Monday, the November 6th. Don't forget to get your orange ready and spread that awareness about CRPS. All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.